words with him. Okay, I want to be in the best place. And I'm not being recorded right now. All right, good. Can everybody in Zoom land hear? Good. So far, thumbs up, good. Can everybody hear out there?
It's low.
Yeah, it's low.
The mic's not on.
You don't want to use that. Try that.
Test. Good. Okay. Better?
Yeah.
All right. If it goes low, let me know. All right. A couple of things I just wanted to mention. You know, the older I get and the more I stay in the Lord, and especially in this era, it takes courage. Now hear me. It takes courage to be romantic.
Yes.
And to be vulnerable. Isn't that something? Think about that. It takes courage to do that. It takes courage for the men of this time and era to say, you know, I don't maybe fully realize or relate to being a bride and all of that symbolism, but I want it. I want what it is about. Another thing I wanted to mention, those fire flags, awesome. You go, girl.
You go. Yes.
Thank you, Barb, for doing that. And those purple ribbons or those purple streamers, those are awesome, too. Wow. All the flaggers, thank you for what you do. Okay, the reason I wanted to deliver this message, and I wanted to have a free hand to do so, because oftentimes we get compressed with time. And what I'm finding is, these days, when I'm putting the effort forth and studying, it's not an effort. It is I take off.
Right on.
And the Holy Spirit is feeding my mind. And the trouble that I'm having is tying these messages off. That's the real problem.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's so much that he has. He wants to give to us.
Yes.
And so I've got a number of pages to get through. I'm going to do so. So if I see that you're kind of needing a rest from your seats, I'll have you stand. That doesn't mean that everything's over, but just to stretch out a bit. Okay?
Let's go.
I took an assignment here. By the way, I'm Don Davis. I'm with the Firestorm team. Just to let you know who I am. And so I put together a message, and this was intended for the Kingdom League International Conference, which was a virtual conference that we held yesterday. So my speaking piece wasn't very long. It was about, it lasts about 12 minutes. And so there was a lot to bring out in that 12. I couldn't bring everything that I wanted to, but that was all right. It worked out nicely. But what they wanted, the particular matter that they wanted to talk about was, what is the Holy Spirit saying in 2021? Now, I'm not just going to talk about that. I'm going to talk a bit more. But it really ties into what the Holy Spirit is wanting to do in this era, in this year. And it was already said, it's not in our face. It's now time, folks. It's now time. I love it. I love it. And we're going to talk about this. I'm going to bring a scripture to you. I really, this Passion Translation is really something. Matthew 11, verse 12, it says, from the moment John stepped onto the scene until now, the realm of heaven's kingdom is bursting forth, and passionate people have taken hold of its power. Isn't that a good translation?
Yeah, I got that.
What is Holy Spirit saying to Firestorm? Now, that's how I couched everything to this Kingdom League group. Now, here's a couple of caveats here. I'm not demanding that you believe everything that I'm talking about. I'm asking you, though, to consider, choose. And are those things bearing witness with you? Let me say that many of the things I'm saying here have also been said by others in the body of Christ, especially the prophets. However, many of the things I'm mentioning have been spoken to us without outside influences or other sources. And then later, we find the same things being spoken. So consider what's being said. Does it bear witness with you? That's all I'm asking. And can we apply what you've heard? We've been watching the weather. We've been watching the times. And I'm pulling that out of Matthew 16. He's talking about, you see the red sky? You can determine if it's going to be rain or a storm or not, right? We hear what the prophets are saying. We follow them closely, believe me. I know that you all are as well. And I've listed them: Chuck Pierce, Doug Sheets, Lauren Sanford, Patricia King, Cindy Jacobs, Lana Bowser, Carol Arnott, James Gall, many, many others. Some of you guys watch so many programs. Okay, I mean, more power to you. You can do that. And we have our scouts out there. We pass messages across to each other. Did you hear that? Did you see that? And we may not have released all of the particular words that I'm sharing here today, but we are embracing them as our own because they're for us. Per 1 Corinthians 13, verse 9, we know in part and we prophesy in part. We know that we've been given some prophetic parts and pieces. We don't claim to know everything. They're not either. So we put all the pieces together. And that, you know what that does? It helps tie us together, doesn't it?
Yeah. Good.
Now, I want to say one thing. You may not even have a gift of prophecy, and you're not called to be a prophet either. But that does not mean that the Lord will not drop in your head or in your spirit what's going to happen to the country.
Right. It's true.
And you may hear clearly that your audience may not be able to. You didn't get the invite to the White House. You're not going to hop a plane. You know, walk up to the Secret Service. I have a message to the president. Because you don't have that authority. But you can still receive things. And I've received things in 2020 and for this year. Because I asked. I know that seems pretty simple. But it's true. I asked. I said, Lord, what do you want to say for 2020? What do you want to say for 21? So these are our parts. And so we'll try to piece them together with yours and others. And we're also doing the things that he has assigned us to do at this time. Some of us have intercessory prayer ministries. We pray for the government. That's their thing. We don't get in the way of that. We prepare ourselves with messages and exhortations. We train in the Spirit. This is what this place is about. You want to get under the anointing and train in the Holy Ghost? Need you look any further? That scares some people, though.
Yeah.
It does. But need you look any further? No. I know that my heart is, you're anointed, and you want to step out? Here's the mic. Here's your shot. Or, plural, shots. Right? That's how you learn.
Good.
We also train in the Spirit, and we have gift ministries in operation. All right. So let's talk about 2021. We're in a divine reset and a refire. And these are words that have been given to me. Reset, refire. Refire is about getting lit up again. However, another definition of refire is to apply heat again to a particular vessel or pottery. In 2021, we're hearing to prepare for harvest. And this has been thematic for us this past 2 years. We were 19 when we were talking about this. Harvest. I remember sharing and going, why am I hung up on harvest? Because the Lord is feeding them and he's preparing this. So hear me out as I go along. So more bits and pieces of what we've heard for 21. Now some of these prophetic things have been given me, and let me describe it this way. I feel it and come to know it in the Spirit. And so some of these things that I'm going to share with you, you can say, well, I kind of knew that. But listen to the detail. Listen to what I'm trying to bring across to you. We believe that we're in some of these things, right? Some of these things are very clear. No worries there. We believe that we're in a new decade and a new era. And this has turned out to be a bit of a lingo, hasn't it? New era. Well, it's true. We are in a new era, a new time, span of time. Many prophets and the people of God have mentioned this, and they're going to continue to. In 2019, we knew that the church could not stay as it was. I was asked the Lord, I said, Lord, we can't stay like this. We in the church, we need to change. Well, 2020 happened. We had known in 2020 also that the presidential election could go the other way. To us, it was not a sure thing, but we were confident that God would and is going to carry out his will and purposes.
Amen.
Regardless.
Amen.
I'll expound a little bit more on that. Now, you may hold a particular view or position. That's fine. I'm not here to get in the way of that. I'm just telling you what we, personal leadership and so forth, felt or understood. In 21, we don't believe that things are going to go back to normal. Whatever that was. The U.S. is not going to snap back in place or revert to the way it was prior to 2020. Now, we understand that this can be a heartbreaker for a lot of people. I do get it, because there's a lot of people that love this country and so forth, right? And sometimes you have to be careful who you're speaking to in some circles. But I feel a very strong sense about that. And it won't be a case of, hey, we can just adapt. We can adapt with Joe Biden in the office. We can adapt with the way things are and so forth, or we'll just get used to it. I don't believe that. In 21, political tensions and the turmoil is going to continue. Our federal, state, and local governments will continue to push the envelope on their progressive and dystopian agendas. And in the Northwest, we'll be a part of that cutting edge, so to speak. Can they hear me?
Go ahead, here.
In 21, the civil unrest may not be constant, but it's going to continue. In 20, we entered into an era of deepening fear-based politics. And this will continue in 21. Now, based on what I said earlier, many in government will be fearful of their own shadows. Now, again, say, well, they're the government. They've got power. No, wait a minute. I felt it. Many are fearful. I'm not saying everybody, but many are in key positions. They're afraid of losing their power, their jobs, their safety.
Yes.
I don't know, but I stood in the middle of a mob. And I'm equipped and I'm armed to find these shook. Okay? So I understand what the Lord is trying to impress. Government is going to be more afraid of the people than the other way around. And as I said, there's a real fear, and I'm not talking about the staged acting sessions that you see in the Congress when they get on the floor and do their thing. I'm talking about privately. This is due to the spiritual warfare. It's due to prayers and power released. Many politicians will feel chased, and many won't know why they feel that way. And they'll make odd and awful decisions. And this is due to their darkened minds and fears. Lord, we ask you to bring them to accountability.
Yes.
Now, we've seen this already locally, Seattle, Portland, and it's also in D.C. And I know that you've seen it. And their decisions are going to defy logic and reason. During 21, even though there are many Democrats and progressives governments in power, locally, statewide, federal, they will still feel they are losing their ability to govern. And they probably, some of them already feel that way. They will behave in, again, seemingly erratic and irrational ways as they try to maintain governance, because it's a warfare they do not understand. Many government leaders have sowed into lawlessness, and they're going to reap some of that. There will be a lot of political confusion, incompetence, and then societal rumblings. Society rumblings will happen. And this will increase tensions and pressure. So overall, in 21, we're expecting that the United States, the Pacific Northwest, and our society will continue to experience turmoil, shakings, and that spiritual darkness will try to continue its hostile takeover of the American culture. But it gets better, don't worry. All right, I'm not. There's a real positive message.
We're just getting our tomatoes ready.
That means I'm affecting people. It's spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
We don't despair. The battle lines have clearly drawn.
Yeah.
Matthew 10:24. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on the earth. This is Jesus talking.
Yeah.
I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. And I experienced that sword in 2020, March. The sword I experienced was part of is something that I received to assist what was happening to the United States at the time, because I asked. I felt it. It was a dividing. We could take a long time to unpack everything that meant. No, not a lot of time to do that, but I felt it in March. And there is a division, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Sharper.
Yeah.
Clearer.
Yeah.
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 In many ways, many dimensions.
Yeah.
In this new era, I believe we've also crossed a line, and this started in January 2021, and that heaven is already positioned and started to execute plans to conduct a massive spiritual warfare. Align and prepare God's people and prepare for the great harvest.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The Lord of Sabaoth is at work.
Yeah.
That's the Lord of armies.
Yeah.
I see this in early December 2020. And it didn't depend on who was president. It didn't matter.
No. Right.
These spiritual movements in this warfare were at epic proportions.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of large scale World War I and World War II battles. Entire landscapes.
Yeah.
1921, I also sensed this as I was writing. Just dropped in. Unexpected. And I'm just going to release it. If it happens, you can send me to D.C. Right. 2021, I sense the Lord's warning. Due to what's happening in the spirit, spiritual battles going on, and that we're in a fight for the soul of the United States, we're going to see the earth groan. It's as if the earth wants to weigh in on the matter. Leviticus 18, Romans 8:22 are references to that. The earth groans for the manifestation of
Son of God.
Yes. And I don't have specifics. I just got a heads up on this. That's it. The U.S. cannot carry on a pretense of religious observance and then savage its own young people.
Preach it on.
Or keep grossly violating God's laws with no consequence.
That's right.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but I was offended when President Biden puts his hand on a big Bible.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to just rail on him or just rail on the government, but it's offensive.
Yes.
Because what's been demonstrated in many is no faith.
Right.
In fact, everybody not even trying to be of faith when instituting Antichrist policies and so forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Upon inauguration, there were immediate rollbacks made with executive orders. Yes?
Yeah.
More progressive agenda is pending still.
Yeah.
In essence, the United States is planning to fight against nature, God's order, and speed up the works that are Antichrist.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God is not going to be casual about this.
That's right.
Oh, man.
That's what I got when I was writing. I will tell you, I got up and I was bothered. Walked around with this for a bit. Now, as a result, the United States will seemingly be kept off balance due to all the other turmoils and events in 21. We should heed the warnings. This is just a good to know. Heed the warnings to have plans of provisions just in case. It's just good sense. Up a few days worth because of an event that strikes. You want to be able to be self-sustaining for a while until they can get things back up.
Yeah.
In 21, the U.S. or some regions of the U.S. are going to start feeling punch drunk. And again, send me to D.C. Punch drunk. You know what that is?
No. Yeah.
All right. A boxer in a ring is in a fight, and he gets hit so many times, he starts stumbling around, gets real foggy, and really he is not in the fight anymore. That's what they call punch drunk. And it will be as if the Lord is saying, do I have your attention yet?
Yeah.
All right. That's that. Let's change a little bit of direction. But
I think this is a good place for me to interject that I feel that way every morning when I wake up.
Get your coffee. You guys are good.
No religious spirit here.
I break that off you. We believe that in this pressure that I've described, in this new era will be an invitation, and preparation for his people, especially with the call to get close and intimate with him.
Yeah.
Yes. Unprecedented power and Holy Spirit movements.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
Unusual signs and miracles.
Yeah.
Great demonstrations.
Yes. Amen.
Expectations.
Yes.
A restoration of the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
Will be in awe.
Yes.
And reverence in what we'll see.
Yes.
An accelerated time. And you're in it.
Yep.
Time of Holy Spirit preparations, encounters, and movements. And that is now.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Drop now.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Now.
Right.
From a movie. And it's going to defy the norms.
Yes.
There's still time, so don't worry. But there's a compression of time that's going on now. The world is changing hard and fast, but we are too, and will continue to.
Yeah.
Yes.
What took years in the past may just be months or weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
Think about that.
Oh.
My own life, I'm experiencing this. I feel like I'm swimming in the prophetic. There's a large harvest that we will be participating in, bringing in. We talk about these huge numbers. It's almost like we can't relate to it. 1 billion.
Yeah.
Where do we put that? We better push out that wall.
New building.
Amen. Included, I love this, is a harvest of young people.
Yeah.
Amen.
We started talking about this in 2019.
Right on.
Young people.
Yep.
And it will spread. The churchy will get hit. The church bred people will get hit.
Yep.
Church denominations will get hit. Yep. They're going to be captured by the Holy Spirit too.
Yeah.
Not just going to be us.
Yes.
And there will be a reformation for the church.
Yes.
And in the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
Yes. Fantastic moves of God are going to start in other nations.
Yeah.
And we'll get reports which will make us jealous.
Yes.
Now, if you understand what I mean by that.
Yes.
Yeah. Some may even start wanting to travel to chase these moves. And I don't blame them either because they want to get in on it. They want to experience it and so forth. So you're going to see that. And here's the thing. I experience this too. There's going to be plans, blueprints, and strategies given by the Holy Spirit on how to build things and get people taught, nurtured, and empowered.
Yeah.
I'll give you a case in point. I took a apostolic, understanding apostolic course. And I'm just listening away. And I mean, boom, I had the whole schematic or the diagram of being an apostle. I'm not trying to promote myself or say something that I'm not, but I had the schematic, I had the diagram, I had the plan, I had the assurance that it would work. And I went, oh, I could do this. I can do this. That's how powerful it was.
Yay. Awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
Ask for it.
Amen. Yes.
Now, coming back to the concept of reset, as said before, we're in a reset for Firestorm. And reset is also a word used with the current political one.
Yeah.
But for us, Holy Spirit is bringing that. That means he's bringing us to our first love. We're resetting, coming back to him, our first love.
Oh, yeah.
In this reset is a refocusing, realignments, adjustments, shifts, and deliverances. You're going to have things break off you. And you're going, what happened?
Right on.
What happened? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why. Acceleration is happening.
Yes.
I need that off you.
Yeah.
Doesn't that give you hope?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We believe this reset started actually in the fall of 2019, and that the 2020 events, COVID, election, civil unrest, has all helped us with this reset and refocus, and has brought an intensity with both of these things.
Yep.
Jesus, you're going to get the attention you deserve. In this new era, we're preparing to go where we've never been before in the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And I know some of this, it sounds so far-fetched. We've talked about this before.
Oh.
You know, it's... I'm talking about a platitude, aren't I? Or am I talking about reality?
Reality.
No, no, I'm talking about reality.
Yes. Yep.
I feel this is our reality.
Right on.
And it's going to happen. It is real.
Yep.
Again, the focus is on the relationship, and we're making room for him. Our focus on him will be the marker on us.
Yes.
Connecting with you?
Yes.
All right. Do you need to get up, stand up?
Yes.
Stand up, please. Take a stand. I don't to get to shake it off. Take a stand. Christine brought up in 2019, the theme that they brought was acceleration in 2019. That was in Albany, a conference in Albany, Oregon. Okay, people, thank you. Go ahead and sit back down. Do it. We're going to be deliberate and intentional with our lives. And we're going to guard against distractions which steal the intimacy with our Lord.
That's good.
And I'm going to hit this again.
Yes.
As a result, the pace of spiritual experiences and encounters will pick up for us. It already has.
Yeah. Yes.
It already has. So it's going to continue. Exciting times, but again, the desire for us is going to be to stay in relationships, stay sensitive to him, and live a lifestyle accordingly. And he's already demonstrated this dynamic on us. In 2020, we've gone to prayer with an intent to bring up a particular thing or an emphasis, and we get shifted. And what's the shift? The focus is on him and our relationship with him. He wants to enhance it because we said, okay, here we go. It was wonderful times. Well, we know that he wants to demonstrate, but he really wants that relationship. And isn't that been a thematic today? He really wants that. Now, in this era too, our identity is going to get established. Assignments and missions are going to be distributed.
Right.
And what we also believe that what God is releasing will be for a long time, not just a short season. And because, again, it's an era. We'll say this. Some people are going to, they're going to get it. They're going to get saved. They're going to get the Holy Ghost. And they're going to get promoted and pushed off their record speed. And it's going to floor people. I'm just telling you that's coming. It's going to be an offense to some, too. We'll talk about this as I go. But it's true. There's some people that just have what God needs, those ingredients. He's going to energize them. He's going to blow on them, energize them with his spirit, and get them out there.
And the nation be born in a day.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good word.
Yeah.
And the nation be born in a day.
Yes.
We've entered into an era of real bridal preparation. So let's talk about some of the supernatural. Speaking of the supernatural, Jesus is saying, ready or not, here I come. We believe that this new era will see new things and new movements by the Holy Spirit. Many things will not look familiar to us, but it will be of God. And we've been told this for a long time now. I've been told many times personally. What you're going to do is going to look different.
Oh.
And some people are going to marvel. They're not going to get it, but many will. Some things may look crazy. We have to be careful. We have to guard what we say and not be quick to judge or condemn.
Right. Yeah,
that's right. Six, maturity. We'll need to get good in the Word of God to help guide us. Emphasis on God's word will never go away. In fact, it's going to be fresher than ever.
Yeah.
We'll have a responsibility, though, to recognize Holy Spirit, even though things will be unexpected or seemingly strange. The Lord has not given us a clear roadmap. We're going to be walking in faith. This thing's going to happen suddenly, unexpectedly, and with wonder. Have you ever had a wonder? What do? You
wonder.
What is that? God will give us eyes to see, ears to hear. And we're going to be practiced at being sensitive to his moving. So in one sense, it really won't be crazy. We'll know. Important to stay in humility because we don't know everything. And we don't want to risk offending the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not of God. Careful.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's going to be counterfeits out there. Gifts of discernment will be operating, right? They'll be operating. But some things are going to be a wonder.
Oh!
I like wonders. I do too. I like wonders too. I've had enough of them in my life. And in my wife.
It's because you wonder how lucky.
Amen. That's a good word, Christine. I accept that. All right. Is that all on tape? Young people and kids are going to be participating in miraculous signs and wonders.
Amen.
Now, others have said this, and it's going to be amazing to watch, but it's also going to offend the religious.
Right.
And here's the thing, I've seen this in action too. it's going to draw many young people.
Yes.
They're going to be drawn to this. Yes. Holy Spirit loves the young people.
Right.
He loves to play with the young people.
Yes.
Isn't that, it sounds so odd in one way, but he loves to play with them. And he's developing a relationship with them.
Yep. Yeah. Cool.
All right. I'm going to shift a little bit because it's important for us to hear. And it ties in with a message I gave on Friday night to the Edge. Divine justice and corrections are coming to his church.
Yeah.
Hear me on this. Yeah. At the same time of this great outpouring and demonstrations of power, there are going to be corrections made in our lives and the church. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a demand to consecrate ourselves. Yeah. And there's going to be a demand to live the full gospel in our lives all the time, not just clean up for Sunday. All the time. And with that in mind, God may change his tones when he speaks to us.
Yeah.
And he may get tough with us. It's because he loves us.
Yeah.
And because we're in a time that is compressed. There's not a whole long time, a lot of time left. But hey, I'm 61 and I know I've got some years. But at the same time, I recognize I don't have all that much time left, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
We're in our last days, some of us, already.
No.
So I'm with the program, Lord. Yeah. It's because of relationship that he does so. Now, this has happened to me. I can tell you stories where God gets a little bit tough or stern with me. Even harsh sounding. Have you played sports? Have you been in a military? How about military? Any military people here? All right. Is everybody nice and sweet?
Yeah.
Does everybody speak to you in nice, sweet words? No. No. If you're not performing, they will yell. They will get in your face. Why? Because they hate you? No. Because they need a task done. You're the vessel to do it. And they've got to get you to move to get it done. Right?
Yep.
So I know that was a bit of a crude example. The Holy Spirit has marvelous ways to get us moving. But he may get stern and direct with you. No games. You signed up with the program. He's making sure you follow through.
Good.
Am I connecting with you?
Yes.
All right. I've had this happen to me. My wife has had it happen to her. We believe this is coming to us, and it's coming to the overall church and then to the world. Part of our preparation for this harvest will be the positions that we take in his presence and our personal deliverances. Deliverances from strongholds, sins, mindsets, especially the mindsets that create barriers to faith and God's workings. You want those removed. If I've got a hang up about something and it's preventing God to really move miraculously in my life, man, I want it gone.
That's right.
That's my part in this matter. God's going to go to the roots of evil and injustices. And many are going to have to choose to get with God's program on many matters and then let go of a lot of the silly compromises that they've made in their life. Mm-hmm. And you know what they are. You don't have to expand on that. Deliverances are going into the deep areas of the heart. Thank you, Lord. But we're going to embrace it. We need to, and we have to. These deliverances and Holy Spirit demonstrations will cause the church to fall in love with him again. Isn't that something? Wow. Thank you. Freedom from spiritual fatigue and sin cycles. And it's going to bring us into a place of testimony. Some of you are holding testimony. and it's going to attract you. And some of you think, oh, I've got too many deep, dark secrets. I'm telling you, when the deliverance occurs, you're going to be happy. You're going to feel relief. You're going to feel light.
Right.
And you've got a testimony, and you're going to know when. The Holy Spirit is going to prompt you. I need you to talk about you. I need to talk about you. I'm going to need to bring some people into realization that they can be free.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced that power?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a testimony where someone was sharing about themselves and taking the risk to do so, and you go, oh, Lord, I can make it. I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like that person. I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be refreshing
to
many. And there will be an incredible power and display over the enemy.
Yeah.
Now, at the same time as everything that I've been talking about, the Holy Spirit is going to point out and start dealing with stubborn attitudes, sins, and refusal to yield. Now, if people have started to choose, they're considering going the other way, which is going to be stubborn. Holy Spirit is not going to tolerate that. I'm just telling you. Revelation 3:14. What did he do to the Laodiceans? What challenge did he present to them? He's not going to tolerate the idolatry and the license, the sin. The tables are going to start getting turned over. Remember John 2 and Matthew 21 and also Mark chapter 3 verses 1 through 6. The Lord is moving against this sin, mindsets, and these attitudes for our sakes. You're not responding to this. I'm going to do this. Oh.
Yeah.
He's loving. Yeah. We know this, but he's going to have a serious tone. Again, a demand that's going to be put on our lives. Either you're in or you're out. Dangerous, isn't it? Get with the program. Get hot or get out. If in, then all in. Now, this will surprise a lot of people because many are used to doing their own thing, that God is not concerned over thoughts and conduct. Oh, yes, he is. And some are going to get a rude awakening. You get a more accurate picture of who Jesus is and what he's about.
Yes.
Does this challenge you?
Yeah.
Oh, the Lord, he winks at that. No, hold on. All right. And some of this winking at is some very deep, hostile attitudes towards God. And very significant and deep sin. All right, preparing for the moves of God in 2021. We're talking about the increase now. We choose to stay in faith. Oh, it didn't happen to me today. Stay in faith. Stay in hope. I'm confident, and I know we're confident, that he will accomplish his plans in us and through us. I know this. He didn't bring me this far to say, that's enough, Davis. Go sit on the bench. I'm bringing up another. We're in a now time. Our responses to him are important, though. Let's remember that. We've given him rights to us to do how he pleases. Yes?
Yeah.
Signs and wonders are going to accompany you.
Right.
As he confirms these things with you. And as he does with you how he pleases. Yes, there's going to be adversarial activity as well. This is an important point. I'm going to emphasize this. And we'll have to meet those challenges to our purposes and our callings and our relationship with him. Your biggest adversary is going to be, drum roll please, distractions. What?
Yep, that's right.
Distractions. They keep you in the fog, in confusion.
Yeah, yeah.
Now watch out for that. We expect to see that attack come, right, in 21. Because what are we doing? The antithesis of that. We're making room for him, right? And you can't do that if you are distracted. You have to chew on that. I could list all kinds of things, but you have to chew on it. Take time to practice his presence. Cultivate a place of intimacy. That is, again, going to be one of the real signs to others and to the world what we're about. You've been with Jesus. Why is it that I feel this power coming from you? That is attractive.
Yeah, right on.
We continue to cultivate a place where we hear the voice of the Lord for ourselves as well. We say at this time, Lord, what is on my scroll in heaven? What is the blueprint of God for the rest of my life? Hebrews 10:7. We also ask, Lord, what is my land and domain? What dimensions do you want me in? Lord, I want what you want. Ephesians 3. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think.
Yeah.
You ever had an experience in the Lord where you go, I don't know if I could take it anymore? Okay, those are experiences, but there's an assignment that perhaps you're holding, the Lord's holding for you, and he maybe hasn't released it, or maybe you know, and you're going, that's too great. That's too marvelous. He does more abundantly and beyond all
that's
that we ask
right.
and think, according to the power that works within us.
Wow.
So in 2021, when we know it's Holy Spirit, we'll embrace his movements, however it's going to look.
Yes. Yeah.
Lord, we dedicate ourselves.
Yes.
I said before, we live in a place of intentionality. We're deliberate with our intention. It's the fact of being deliberate or with a purpose.
Yes, yes.
As we embrace what he wants and how he wants it, we know that it's important in this era. Several points. Details will be important. Listen. Details. Resolve ourselves to do what he says and wants. If you've got an assignment, don't sit on it.
That's
right. Get on it. Or you may get a word. My wife got a word like that. Growth and comfort do not coexist. So we embrace that. Don't get distracted. We guard our focus. Now, again, we expect the Northwest and the U.S. culture to continue to get shaken up, tossed around. And there'll be a temptation to just steadily watch what's going on there instead of our focus on the Lord.
Yeah.
And we have to remind ourselves of what's truly vital and important. And gathering together is also important. So, I'm getting ready to close here. It's truly an exciting time.
Amen.
It's the era when saints will take their place.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's not a platitude. That's the reality.
Right.
We're going to walk out our purposes and what we're made for.
Yep.
Our best days are ahead for us.
Wow.
Oh, everybody says that. No, 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 no.
Yes.
Our best days are ahead for
yes.
us.
Right on. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we're even tasting it now.
Right on, that's right.
And if you're not tasting it, ask him.
Yeah.
Lord, how do I get in it?
Right, yeah.
I know that the kingdom is now. How do I get in it?
Yeah.
You'll take it from there. Right now, we see a great invitation to join up. And the key is going to be intimate relationship. That's the key. That's the path. to bring transformation into the world. And we're going to answer that with a resounding
yes.
I'm going to close with this. I'm going to close with, okay, Davis, I hear you. I am in agreement. How do I do it? How do I do it? So I'm going to give you a couple of tips. Some of you already know. I get it. Ask for it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Ask for it.
Amen.
Lord, I'm not there, but I want to be there.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want it.
And we're talking about intimacy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ask for intimacy. Make room for him.
Yes, yes.
Look around. Make room. Make walking in the Spirit a lifestyle, not just a task-driven agenda. Oh, I think I'll just walk in the Spirit today. All the time.
Amen.
Seek to be his friend.
Yeah, it's good.
Lord, how can I be your friend?
Yeah.
Be sensitive to the feelings of the Holy Spirit. Try not to grieve him. That's a different take from what we've practiced for many days of our lives, right? Seek not to grieve him, because he's a person, and he has feelings. Give him time. Set aside time. I know it's easier said than done. At times it's going to seem like a discipline, and other times it's going to seem wonderful. Where are you going to have me? Give your thoughts to him. Again, we're talking about how do I get there? How do I get there? I'm telling you. Give your thoughts to him. Let him speak to you in your thoughts. Follow his voice to the best of your ability. Trust in him to do in me and through me what he desires. Okay. I trust. Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. That's a challenge for us at times. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Yes.
Matthew 6, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you.
Everything we need to do is first.
Give everything to know him intimately.
Yes.
It's not just for a particular group or class of people. You know, I would never admit that, but I thought it. But I mean, the field is open. Consecrate yourself and avoid what is wrong. Consecrate means to devote yourself or something exclusively to a particular purpose. So I listed a bunch of bullet points there. That's just what we can do to start this, okay? And say, you know, I've got an active plan. It's not just a platitude. I want to thank you for giving me your attention and your time to listen. I believe that it is a word for us and a word for this hour. And I believe that we're already in the era.
Yeah.
And things are already happening.
Yes.
And I could spend another hour telling you things, stories, and so forth. But your butts won't take it. I'm just kidding. But I mean, I'm very excited for this. I'm very excited.
Yes.
I know it's going to be thematic. You'll hear it again and again. When you turn on the prophets and watch YouTube and things, you're going to hear the same things.
Yeah.
We're just in a shift, an era, and it's going to happen. It is hard and fast. And so I'm going to close. It's nearly noon. If you have a word or you want to speak something, and it could be a prophetic word and so forth, I want you to come up and so forth.
My children, you are this day standing at the door. Many of you have waited many years and walked through the wilderness of your lives. But today I am asking you to step through the door to what I have for you. Do not look back. Do not go back and bury your dead. Do not turn back and look away to your family or to a friend or to anything in the past. Leave it behind and do not look back. This is the same place that the children of Israel were standing before they took their first step into the promised land. Will you complain and cry and live in unbelief and not go into the promised land? Or will you choose me and go into the promised land? Do not be afraid of the giants. Do not be afraid of what you see, for I will be with you every step of the way, and you will be delighted at the plans I have for you. For it has not even entered into your mind or your heart, everything that I am anointing you to do. So rejoice this day, for it will be marvelous and beyond your comprehension, and say yes to me.
I love nothing more than the opportunity to show off Jesus. And how many of you went to Bible college with me? How many of you know me? Okay, so you know me. Do you know that when I got saved, I was a witch? Did you know that? God said, oh, well, I'm going to convert you and give you to the nations. One day, sitting in my home, the Lord said, I want you to write a letter to the queen of Egypt. Are you kidding me? How do you do that? I don't, you know. And before I could quit stuttering, he said, do it. So I sat there and I wrote this letter to the queen of Egypt. And then I said, now what? And the Lord said, you need to call your friend over in Dallas and ask him to take it. He's going to her tomorrow. I said, this right, isn't it, babe? And I said, okay. So I called him and I said, are you going to see the queen of Egypt? You know, I mean, it's so crazy. You can't even believe it, even when it's happened to you. Are you? And he said, yeah, I am. What's up? And I said, the Lord gave me a letter for her and I need you to take it. He said, really? I said, yeah. He said, do you mind if I read it? I said, you blame him. I said, no, go ahead. He took it. She wrote back to me. It was exactly what she needed. Now, I am just as human as any one of you. But I have this philosophy that if God says do it, we do it. Mm-hmm. That's it, period. He has things for us that we have been afraid to jump into.
That's right.
Because, well, you know, I'm not a pastor. I'm not. We got to eliminate those I'm nots, because he said we are. We are in him. Doesn't get better than that.
Amen.
Yeah. Everything we have is in him.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm excited to be in a church that actually believes that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I want to challenge you. Go out and be yet more vile.
Amen.
That's right.
More vile.
Woo! Oh!
Hallelujah. Thank you. My name's Scott. I didn't bring my guitar, but I have a song.
Yeah. Yay.
You might know it. It's an oldie, but a goodie. Ready? See me first, the kingdom of God. And his righteousness.
shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you.